Meg, you've got two new books coming out. The first, From the Notebooks of a Middle School Princess, is a return to the world of Genovia. Tell me a little bit about that book.
Notebooks is a book that I've been thinking about writing for a while. It's geared towards younger readers. When the Princess Diaries, the original series, first came out, there were two movies made by Disney that were really rated G, but the books were actually for teenagers. So a lot of parents went out and bought the books for their kids who were maybe, you know, 6, 7 years old, and suddenly they were finding out about French kissing and things that maybe they weren't necessarily interested in or prepared to find out about. So I got a lot of mail at that time. And so I started thinking it would be great to have a book that kind of introduced younger readers to stuff that was maybe a little more appropriate for them. And so this book is about a girl who's 12, and she is not interested in boys, but she's very excited to find out that actually she's a long-lost princess of Genovia.
And you illustrated this book yourself, right? That's new?
I did illustrate it. I was actually an art major in college, so this is the first time I've actually gotten to use the skills that I learned in college. So I'm really excited, because part of the story is that Olivia, who is the princess in the book, loves to draw, and she wants to be a wildlife illustrator. So I got to do the illustrations that are in her notebook that she's always doodling in, and that was really fun.
It's been an unusually long period between books for you. How did that happen?
I actually took a sabbatical. I wanted to maybe kind of do the fallow field thing, to let myself have some time off. I had been writing and publishing books steadily since 1998, and I'd never had a year where I didn't have at least 2 or 3 or 4 books coming out under various different names. And I got to a point where I realized, you know, I could actually retire if I wanted to. So I kind of considered doing that, and I will admit that I just went out on the water here in Key West, and I laid in my pool, and I read a lot. And I read a lot of Florida writers that I'd never read before. John D. McDonald, I read the entire Travis McGee mystery series. I read a lot of Carl Hiaasen. I got recharged, and that was when I got the idea to start writing the new Princess Diaries.
You have another series, The Abandoned Trilogy, which is a retelling of the Persephone myth, but set in Key West. Do you find this island to be a particularly fertile setting for fiction?
Of course I do. I think that Key West has long been known as a place that attracts writers. And there's something about it. It's the people. I mean, the people are amazing. They're super creative and super laid back and open. And I think that that is certainly a place that is going to be welcoming to writers. But there is also just the lushness. But kind of like when you're out at night, you know, and there's not many people around, you get the feeling that, you know, anything could happen. And it's very romantic and kind of a little bit haunting in a way. Those beautiful smell of the night-blooming jasmine. And if you're walking down by the cemetery and you see all the raised tombstones, it's beautiful. And it's very hard not to start writing about it. Even if you're on deadline for a different book that has nothing to do with it, it's very hard not to start writing a new one.
And why do you live in Key West?
I live in Key West like so many other people. My husband and I came down here on vacation, and we loved it. We were living in New York at the time, and we were like, this is like a tropical Greenwich Village. But, you know, with the great weather, not as much traffic, but that same vibe, kind of a bohemian vibe. And so we started planning to try to move down here as soon as we could get our stuff together and do it. And that's what we did. People thought we were crazy. Our New Yorker friends were like, but you know, what are you going to do? They don't have bagels. But of course they do. And so that's what we did. And we never regretted it. It's been the best thing we ever did.